Ramsey TV.
Welcome to MZ TV. I think my days on the sofa might be over. It's a little awkward here. Don't know if you've been able to tell. Someone said recently that, Martin, you look really relaxed and comfortable on that sofa. Furthest thing from the truth. So I might move into my little office in my bedroom over here with a desktop microphone. We'll see. That might happen on Monday. In the meantime, we're about to be extricated from the present wicked eon, if anybody's interested in that. This is Martin Zender. Welcome to MZTV. Yeah, I already said that, didn't I? Well, welcome again. We might have gotten some new people in between the time I opened the show and now. I am wearing the Ray-Bans gotten for me by David Simone. I thank you, my brother. I've gotten compliments on these sunglasses. I'm pretty happy about them, actually. I think they really fit my face well, if I don't mind saying so. Or yesterday, I teased you a little bit. I actually was planning on talking about our extrication out of the present, wicked eon. This is becoming, for me, one of the strongest verses proving that the body of Christ will be lifted out of the present wicked eon. What do you know? That's exactly what the verse says. How convenient. How convenient for a Bible scholar like myself. An outspoken Bible scholar at that. Galatians 1. Let's start with verse 1. Paul, an apostle, not from men, neither through a man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father, who rouses him from among the dead. Okay, so first of all, what this man is about to say, he's taking pains to let you know that he is not saying what he's about to say from his own ideas, his own thoughts about how things will be, his own wishes about how things will be. He's not telling us about a dream he had. He's not passing on the latest scuttlebutt from Jerusalem or from Peter, from any of the guys at headquarters in Jerusalem. No, but this revelation comes not through a man. Actually, in the concordant version, there's a superscript HU in front of man. Means it didn't come through a human. So it not only didn't come through a male, it didn't come through a female either. No woman gave this to Paul. A woman could have. Yeah, I'm not saying women aren't capable. But they're about as capable as men in the Department of Revelation. None of us are capable. These things, they're so fantastic. And what I'm about to tell you is so fantastic that humans couldn't come up with it. Here we go. Paul, an apostle, not from humans, neither through a human, but through Jesus Christ and God. Okay, well, there's the 1-2 punch. Jesus Christ and God the Father, who rouses him from among the dead. And all the brethren with me to the Ecclesia of Galatia. Grace to you and peace from God our Father. Stop right there. I don't mind if I do. Grace to you and peace. The information Paul is about to unload here, reveal here, will bring you peace if you believe it. If you don't believe it, then you're going to be a ball of nerves existing within a ball of confusion, otherwise known as this earth. I like to get as much peace as I can. I need it. We all need it. And so I'm going to let what Paul is about to say massage first my mind. Because that's where this starts, in the thinking. As a man thinks, so is he. God renews our mind, and then it moves into the emotions, into the soul. After that, you're allowed to get weepy. You're allowed to laugh. You're allowed to titter. But it must begin in your apprehension, in your realization of God. So grace to you, and by the way, this is grace. This is grace. that this fantastic thing that Paul's about to say will happen to us. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, there's those two again. Who gives himself for our sins. Well, why does he do that? Paul's about to say. There's more reasons than the reason Paul's about to give. But he gives those other reasons in Romans. Who gives himself for our sins, and I'm referencing Romans now, that he might justify us apart from works of law. Gives himself for our sins that we might be having conciliation, peace with God. Gives himself for our sins that we may eventually stand before Jesus Christ and God without flaw, spot, or blemish. Getting most of that from Romans. But this is Galatians. Paul has something completely different to unveil here. And here it is. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gives himself for our sins so that he might extricate us out of the present wicked eon, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory for the eons of the eons. Amen. My goodness. If I had written this letter, I would have stopped right there and said, let me know what you think. Write me. Call me. No, but Paul just goes on. I am marveling that thus swiftly you are transferred from that which calls you. Stop, Paul. Come on, Paul. Paul, let's camp out here for a week. So that he might extricate us out of the present wicked eon. This is quite literal, and it is quite physical. But before I go on there and show you another place in Scripture where this word extricate appears that will really give color and depth to what this extrication is, I have to tell you, before you get excited about this word might, that he might extricate us out of the present wicked eon. This isn't might in the sense of, I might come over to your house tonight and I might not. No, this is the might of, I'm going to let go of this pen that it might succumb to gravity. Oh, what do you know? It did. It wasn't a might at all. You see the sense of that? I'm going to drop this pen so that it might fall to the sofa. It's that sense when Paul says might. It's a definite. It's going to happen based on Christ giving himself for our sins. So now that that's clear up, we can focus on the word extricate. It's a brilliant word, sparkly, reflects the sun nicely. You need to wear sunglasses. That's why I'm wearing these, because of this verse. It's like, oh, remember Rudolph when his nose started to glow, Santa Claus saw it for the first time. He's like, bring! He had the, I think he might have put on, did Santa Claus put on a pair of sunglasses and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? I'll have to watch that. Oh, you can't watch it until Christmas time. You just can't. It's not legal to watch Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer anytime but Christmas. Extricate. Greek word, exario. Literal elements in English, out, lift. X is out. Ario is lift. Exario, out, lift. Or if you want to put it this way, and I do, lift out. God is going to lift us out. This is funny. Well, it's not funny, but it's intense. Extricate means to lift out. And then he says, he repeats the word out. God is going to lift out us out. He's going to lift out us out of the present wicked eon. I think the key word here is out, as in get me the hell out of here. as in, show me the door so that I might get out? Now, I'm going to go to another place in Scripture where this word occurs. But before I do, let me ask you this. To those who think that the Israel gospel given to Peter is the same as the gospel to the nations entrusted to Paul from the glorified Christ, and those who think that the expectation of Peter and Paul in these various gospels is the same, to those people who think that nobody's going to the celestial realm, but everybody stays on earth, I beg you to consider this. When in the history of Israel, was it ever said that they will be extricated out of an eon? Any eon, not just the present wicked one. Any eon. When is Israel ever said to be extricated out of any eon? What happens to Israel during the tribulation, which is the end of the present wicked eon? Do they get lifted out of the eon? No, just read the book of Revelation. And I did just that. In fact, I made 800 shows on the book of Revelation. They go through the day of indignation. I believe, using my vast powers of logic and my great intelligence, that going through is different than being lifted out. That's just me, maybe. I don't know. The 144,000 are sealed on their foreheads, and they go through, and they're not touched, they're not harmed. Additionally, there's a vast throng that also goes through the tribulation. Why are the 144,000 sealed? By the way, the 144,000 are 12,000 from every tribe. 12,000, 12 tribes, 144,000. They are not lifted out of the present wicked eon, the current wicked eon. No, they go through it. And they come out the other end, victorious, to go into the next eon. They will physically straddle the eons. I talked about that yesterday. Only 8 human beings to this point have ever traversed an eon. Imagine that sign. I mean, it's one thing to see a sign when you're traveling on I-75 and you're going through Georgia and it says, now entering Florida. How about a sign that says, now entering Eon 4? Well, some people are going to see that sign. Only 8 people have ever seen it. Noah and his family, they saw a sign that said, welcome to Eon 3. Yeah, they were the pioneers into this present wicked eon. How would you like to see that sign? Welcome to the present wicked eon. Welcome to the current wicked eon. Thanks. I would do a U-turn. Is there a U-turn? Are U-turns legal here? I want to go back. I want to go back to Eon 2. It was so nice in Eon 2. They go through it. And the worthy saints of the past who have died, such as Peter, the 12, the patriarchs, they don't walk through the eon. They pop out in Eon 4. Remember, I told you yesterday? They go, what eon is this? Is this still Eon 3? No, it's Eon 4. Oh, okay. But we are promised to be lifted out. This is different. This is part of Paul's gospel, verified in 1 Thessalonians 4, otherwise known as the snatching away, meet the Lord in the air. 1 Corinthians 15, we shall all be changed in a moment at the tossing of an eye at the last trump. And you can go to Ephesians 2:6, seats us among the celestials in Christ. It's all pretty good stuff. And this goes along with it. Now, exario. This word also appears in Acts chapter 7, verse 10. And I'm going there now. This is Stephen And he is inspired to speak of Israel's great history. And he gets to this part in verse 9, Acts chapter 7. And the patriarchs, being jealous of Joseph, gave him up into Egypt. And God was with him and extricates him out of all his afflictions and gives him favor and wisdom in front of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and constitutes him governor over Egypt and over the whole house. Extricates him out of all his afflictions. Now, the word extricates is the same, and it means the same thing, to lift out. But there's one little difference here, and then I'm going to show you the similarities, more similarities. The difference is Joseph is lifted out of afflictions generally. We are said to be lifted out of a thing, an eon, lifted out of an eon. We are lifted out of a certain time period. That's what an eon is, a certain time period. Joseph was lifted out of afflictions, but it was just, I'm not saying it wasn't literal. I'm not saying it wasn't a literal thing, because if you want to look at the details of that situation, you might say that he was extricated out of his prison. Extricated. He was literally taken out of the prison. That was one of his afflictions. That was his main affliction. Joseph, what's your main affliction? What would you say? Prison. I'm tired of this. Let's extricate you out of prison, and we're going to take you to the throne room. So, extricate is a violent word, taking someone from one situation to a wildly, wildly different situation. And now, it depends on context. So here, Joseph is lifted out of prison, taken to the throne room, which is a great analogy of us being lifted out of the present wicked eon, which is a much, much bigger scope, an eon for God's sake, much bigger scope. So where are we going to go if we're lifted out of the eon? How about into the eons of the eons? How about into those times where God gets glory? And you must link that passage to other passages. I know that that passage doesn't specifically say that we will be extricated out of the current wicked eon and taken to the celestial realms. I understand that. But it sure as heck doesn't say that we're going through it like Israel does during the tribulation. Some people think the body of Christ is going through the tribulation. No, we're being lifted out of it. But you have to go to different verses, and I just mentioned some, 1 Thessalonians 4, 13, 1 Corinthians 15, 50. Read all the 50s there in 1 Corinthians 15. You'll find the appropriate passages. Ephesians 2, 6, seated among the celestials in Christ. This is big. Being lifted out of a prison cell is great, but being lifted out of an eon is better. It's big. It's huge. And the body of Christ is big and huge, and this is based on the death of Christ for our sin. I mean, as great as it was that Joseph was lifted out of prison, extricated, and delivered to the throne room. But that wasn't based on the death and entombment and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It was based on the favor of God and the grace of God and his purpose to save many people alive from a famine. But what we are lifted out of is so much bigger. Why? Because the sacrifice is bigger. Because it's based on Jesus Christ's death for our sins, as Paul says in Galatians 1. I just read it. Gave himself up for our sins so that he might extricate us out of this present wicked end. What, do you think he gave himself up for our sins so that he can move us from one zip code to another zip code? So he can move us from our trials to different trials? Now, it's huge. He's going to take us out of this eon of misery and humiliation and death and sin and deliver us to a realm that is absent of misery and death and sin and that other thing I said. So now can we go to the specifics in Acts 7? And can we? I think we can. With your permission, I would like to use Acts 7, 9, and 10 as a metaphor of our snatching away. God was with him. Joseph extricates him out of all his afflictions, gives him favor and wisdom in front of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, constitutes him governor over Egypt and over his whole house. Joseph went from being a prisoner to a ruler. He went from a subterranean realm, probably the prison, to the airy, spacious, well-ventilated throne room. He went from a little shitter in the prison to the throne, second in command. The part I want to emphasize is prisoner extricated out of prisonerhood to rulerhood. Same with us. We are going to be extricated out of this present eon, not the next one. We're not going to get to the next one and then be extricated out of that one. We're going to be extricated, lifted out of this one before it ends. We're going to be extricated out of this one before it ends. Tie that in with other verses. We are not appointed to indignation, and Christ is our deliverer out of the coming indignation. Put all those together. I want you to. I need you to. And it's going to give you peace. And it's going to make you realize that we are the recipients of gigantic grace. That's what Paul says, grace and peace. That's how he introduces this great revelation of our extrication. The revelation of our extrication. I think I just found the title of this show.